You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Richard Viguerie, chairman of ConservativeHQ.com and the author most recently of Conservatives Betrayed. He's also known as a pioneer in the conservative movement, especially in the area of direct mail. We want to get his thoughts today as some Republican leaders, including former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, former Massachusetts Governor and presidential candidate Mitt Romney, as well as current congressional leaders, have launched a national listening tour in an effort to revive the support for the Republican Party. And Richard, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
This is known as a listening tour, and what we're hearing is we need a Big Ten approach. They seem to be shaken quite a bit by the defection of Arlen Specter to the Democratic Party in the U.S. Senate, and Governor Bush actually said it's time to move away from nostalgia for the Reagan era. What do you make of the way they've started this tour?
Well, it's very, very sad. Conservatives need a lot of things, but nothing so much as leadership, and mostly new leadership and younger leadership. And it's just very sad that people who pass for leaders say we need to listen to the people. What we need is people who are going to lead the people. And good part of the people who are conducting the so-called listening tour are the people who caused the problem to begin with. Eric Cantor, Mitt Romney, and so many other Republican leaders are the people who, were there either cheering on the Republicans when they moved left, massively expanded government, or they were silent. And conservatives at the grassroots are going to be looking for new leaders, and they're not certainly going to be looking to wet finger politicians who are trying to figure out which way the wind is, political winds are blowing.
Richard, obviously the Republican Party is in one of its worst straits since the aftermath of Watergate, when the majorities for the Democrats were huge in both chambers. Jimmy Carter won in 1976. Obviously, a lot of that changed in a very short period of time, largely due to the attraction of Ronald Reagan to millions of Americans. How much of that was due to him, and how much of it was due to just people understanding that conservatism might be a better option as compared to what Carter was doing then and perhaps Obama's doing now?
Well, Ronald Reagan was a great messenger for the conservative cause, but he himself often said that he wasn't a great communicator. He was just communicating about great ideas. And one of the people who were most responsible for Reagan's victory just passed away a few days ago, Jack Kemp. And Kemp articulated ideas that Ronald Reagan thought were just great. And so often people focus on Kemp's ideas in the supply side, smaller government, tax cuts, and all that. But Kemp had far more ideas than just tax cuts and balanced budget. And he talked about the enterprise zones. He talked about freedom fighters. Empower people who are living in communist-controlled countries to take charge of their own destiny. And Reagan adopted many of these ideas. And it was, ideas by Kemp and Reagan and many, many other conservatives. We had something, Greg, back in the 70s that Jack Kemp helped organize, along with the help of Newt Gingrich and others, called Conservative Opportunity Society. And these people didn't go on listening tours. They led the people with ideas that have excited Americans for 250 years.
Richard, so what advice would you give to Republicans, and what leaders do you see that are best and most honest in delivering the message?
Well, as I said, we need new leaders, and we need mostly younger leaders. We don't need those leaders who contributed to the problem. The problem is that we moved left in the last, maybe 13, 14 years. We massively expanded government starting in the late 1990s. And we need some of the new younger leaders, people like Congressman Paul Ryan, Mike Pence, Jeb Hensarling from Texas, Jeff Flake from Arizona, Jim DeMint in the Senate from South Carolina, also from South Carolina, Mark Sanford, Bobby Jindal, Governor of Louisiana, Sarah Palin, Alaska, etc. There's some exciting leaders out there. But I don't think we're going to get to the political promised land with people like Mitch McConnell, John Boehner, Mitt Romney, Eric Cantor. We're going to need people who are principled conservatives, not people who have to hold their finger up and see which way the political winds are blowing.
The Republicans right now, Richard, are saying that they've learned their lesson and that they're standing firm against what they see as the excesses of the Obama agenda. Are they doing that well, or are they just not being heard, even though they're trying to do it well?
They're making an attempt. It's not a strong attempt. Right now, far more people listen to and look for Rush Limbaugh for leadership than they do all of the Republican leaders in Congress combined. And on some level, they're making an attempt, but they don't know who they really are. They have been in the political swamp for so long, they're dealing, you know, with earmarks and bribing the voters, that to do a 180-degree turn and become principled conservatives, you know, it's a challenge for them. They're in some days they're making progress, but they're not there yet. And I don't think, Greg, they're going to be able to get there. They're like Jews in the Bible who had to wander through the desert for 40 years until that generation of faithless, immoral leaders had passed away. And I think that we're going to have to continue to wander through the desert until the John Boehner and Mitch McConnells and other leaders are, passed from the scene. Let me just say quickly that the type of candidate that some of these Republicans are saying the Republican Party needs to become, we did that in 2008. We ran the least conservative top-tier candidate who ran, John McCain. He was at war with his party much of his political career, and he's a true moderate, and he got creamed in the election. So we need to go back to our conservative principles.
Richard, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Richard Viguerie is the chairman of ConservativeHQ.com. He's also the author of Conservatives Betrayed. This is Dateline Washington.